Is this the real contest? Is this just fantasy? Losing a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up at hot tallies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need vote sympathy because I'm easy plus, easy minus, finish high, finish low. Anyway the round goes, doesn't really matter to me. To me. Bum 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 ba. Bum 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 ba ba. Corbarts, Nick, and 13, this week's User of the Year podcast show is one you should hear. That's definitely how I intended that line to go. So enjoy, as we've just begun. And the song's falling apart just at the end, so here's your show. All right.
All right, welcome to episode 4, I think. Probably. Episode 4 of season 2.
That works.
Of the User of the Year podcast show. And if it's not that, Wiggs can correct me later. But Wiggs died in a blimp crash today and will not be here this week. He will be back next week, though, so it's okay. With me, as always, is Barts, our season 2 third co-host. Doing such a good job, he'll probably be the full-time co-host forever, because Bart's just so great. How are you doing, Barts? Barts?
Hi.
Oh, God, Barts, how are you doing? Dead.
Barts is dead, too. Oh, God.
No, who do you think caused that blimp crash, huh?
Oh. Oh, wow. Poor Wiggs.
That's what he gets for giving me a plus two in User of the Year.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's note to self. Do not give Barts a plus two.
Yes, plus one is fine. Plus three is fine, but plus two is like, fuck you.
I could see that. Filling in for Wiggs this week is 13 is cool, because why not? British people are pretty much New Yorkers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Hi, everyone.
And our guest host this week is the man you heard singing just now, Koreyashi. Thank you very much for that wonderful intro.
I'm sure it went a lot better than it sounded in my head, so that's great. Yeah.
It couldn't be anything any worse than any of the things I have ever done.
In life.
Any of them, including that theme song I wrote to Ultima Materializer X True Hollywood Stories. one of the greatest things that ever happened. sort of what? Two-thirds of the way through the first round of User of the Year now.
No.
No? Barts, where are we then?
Wait. You mean exactly two-thirds?
I don't know. You're assuming that I have any idea what's going on, which is probably not a statement I should be making as host. Yes, we're exactly two-thirds of the way, ignoring numbers.
Exactly two-thirds.
No. I'm using Wiggs math. Like how that time that guy doubled that other guy when he only had 80 to 53.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was actually 80 to 48, but...
Okay, whatever. I'm using Wiggs math. So we are two-thirds of the way through.
Okay.
When we last left off, we were just starting our then guest host, Ed DV's Animal Party something. What? Wiggs? Wiggs has not been using the division names in the results topic, I'm now noticing.
God, you just noticed that?
I don't read this stuff. You guys assume that I'm like a competent host or.
It's Ermine Division. That's what I call
Animal Party of some sort division.
Picnic party, I think.
No, I know it was Animal Picnic Party, but Wiggs put Animal Party of some sort division.
He's been doing that all year. You just realized that.
Has he?
Yeah, every single division is always.
No, he did the proper one for puns division.
No.
He likes pun.
He likes pun. That makes.
That was you that did that.
Did I do that one? No, I'm definitely not Wiggs.
Well, in bed.
Sure.
In anywhere.
But I've seen you in the same room.
Yes, we've never been in the same room, because even when we tried to get him to come visit us during WrestleMania weekend, Wiggs was like, no, I'm too much of a dick.
Well, yeah, because you are him. I mean, yeah.
Shut up. Fuck you. Fucking bastard.
Do you have a microphone?
Microphone?
Never mind.
What?
Yeah.
Well, just... Never mind.
All
right. Make me send you back to Bo Dallas. I'll do it.
To what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Obscure inside jokes, everyone. Yeah.
That time we lost our foreign friends at WrestleMania Access and had no idea where they were. So anyways, the first division that happened since our last podcast is the one that started during our last podcast, which was Ermine's animal picnic, blah, blah, blah. He likes animals. It's kind of disturbing. Thank you very much to Podcast Factor. Ed DV won this division somehow through, I don't know.
Podcast Boost.
Podcast Boost, I guess. Knight of Knee set a new standard for 100% positive percentage happening every single day. Because that's how things roll now. Ermine finished third, because he sucks. The Last Obelisk, fourth. Rappin' Hobo, fifth. Pirate King, sixth. Strife 2 in seventh. And not advancing, Azure Zero, Scare Chan, and Fetus.
Fetus.
Yes, Fetus did very poorly. Oh, someone's got open house now.
That's really bad. Needs to stop.
Echo. No, is it gone now? Okay. Excellent. So, Bart, anything in that division that threw you for a loop other than Ed DV somehow winning?
No, I think I predicted. No, I think I predicted Knee winning. I predicted Silver Ermine not winning. That's for sure. His time is gone. There's no more eighth place in User of the Year. I don't know. It was all pretty standard.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. 13 in this division. Oh, Bart's, yeah.
Well, I didn't expect Ed to win until you posted his podcast very early in the match, and then I realized he could win because Podcast Boost.
Podcast Boost, yeah.
That was the plan. That's exactly why we're using Koryashi a couple days after his division and the 32 weeks after
his
division.
This is why I won my division, because I'm on the podcast now.
Yeah, well, you know.
This is in preparation.
That's how powerful that boost is.
13, I know you and Ed DV have not always gotten along. Did this division kind of bother you at all, or is that a fine result for you?
It's okay. There were worse users.
That's it? That's all you've got to say on that?
Well, he's... I don't want to trust the guy on podcast. You know, he's not so bad. So
he was actually very pleasant to speak to in podcast. I was like, hey, you're human. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when people are human. Sure. I hate to see what Knee is actually like on podcast, because he's too good on the board, so he's probably terrible or something.
Yeah, that
he
makes sense.
He starts, like, stabbing kids.
Okay, I want Koryashi's opinions on this division now. That was a lot more interesting.
Went to a dark place very quickly.
Eddie V won, clearly, as we've mentioned. Ermine only placed third, shocking, to people who expected him to win. Strife advanced, so that was something. Yeah.
Strife's doing better thanks to UCA.
Hmm. Which is weird, because you'd think he'd be doing worse thanks to UCA. But there you go.
Nah. Oh, those are C-test predicts. Those aren't results. I don't need to use those. He said, okay, yeah, C-test has decided this has happened. So yeah, I guess there's not really much else to say on that division. It happened, like many of the divisions of the past week. Next was... What? Wiggs, what the fuck are you even doing? I'm not letting Wiggs do results anymore. The Smart Lombax division? That's not what I called that.
Nick, I'm pretty sure that is what you called that.
I'm almost positive I called it the smartest division ever flummoxed.
Same thing. You made up a word, okay? He's allowed to make up a word, too.
Flummoxed is not made up. Flummoxed is a word.
That's a made-up word.
And Lombax is technically a word if you acknowledge the Ratchet and Clank universe.
What?
Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. Wiggs isn't here to defend it. Ratchet and Clank sucks.
He made me play Ratchet and Clank All for One.
He made me play Ratchet and Clank 1. It was one of the worst games I ever played. Although, if you ask him, he'll tell me, he'll say that he told me to skip Ratchet and Clank 1. But I don't believe him.
I own the HD collection of those games, but I have not opened it.
Don't play the first one. It's very bad. Very, very bad.
Okay. You know, the first Jack was good, though. Is it not like that? It hasn't stood the test of time?
Upgrade available. What does that mean? We're in the bottom right. Sorry, I'm screaming at people. Anyways, the second division was the Lombax division or something. FD won it. Stevie 3V came second. Kamikaze Potato in third. Radlink 5 in fourth. Moderator Rai Senkari in fifth. Ganon, lots of numbers, sixth. And Divine Scytha in seventh. Kyle Bowen, excellent user MWC and not excellent user MWE, did not advance. And I don't think any in this thing in this division really shocked me. Koryashi, anything here odd to you?
I was shocked that there were positive votes for MWE. So there you go.
2% of them.
2% of them. I mean, good old Cave Dweller, as we will discover later on, had 0%.
Oh, poor Cave Dweller.
Poor Cave Dweller. Couldn't do better than Megawan Evil.
Went evil.
Sorry, yes, went evil. I wouldn't want to upset him, because God knows everything does. Bartz, anything in this division stand out to you? Stevie 3V's looking pretty good for a newcomer.
Stand out to me? Well, I find outstanding that Kyle Bowen didn't advance.
Kyle Bowen sucks.
He does suck a bit.
Okay. Stevie 3V, that didn't really surprise me because he posts a lot. Good for him, I guess. And some people thought Radlink 5 was going to do bad. I don't know why, because he's a stand-up dude.
He literally stands most days.
Okay, that's it.
Who haven't I asked yet? 13? 13. Tell us the other side of the Atlantic story for this division.
The winner is royalty. So King, Fossil Dragon. Well done.
What? He's a king now?
He's a king, yeah.
Since
why not?
When?
Well, you want the other side of the Atlantic version. We just make him royal. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And Stevie 3V gets to wear some sort of top hat, maybe a monocle, and is a Bond villain.
What?
Well, you want the British version of things, so this is it. I'm giving British stereotypes.
It sounds like you've got some
is
bad...
Is he a villain on Sherlock?
Radley 5 has, is a butler. And Megawen Evil is now, I don't know, like some other British stereotype. I don't know. Fuck you. In all seriousness, Stevie finishing second is good because he's cool and he's like one of the rising stars in UCA, and I like it when UCA people do well in User of the Year because it's more legitimate.
And Radlink 5 did poorly because he left UCA, right?
Yeah, exactly. You leave UCA, you do worse in User of the Year. It's nothing to do with the fact that he hasn't posted on the board in 4 months.
No,
he definitely he would have won this division if he was still around at the UCA.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think we should have got UCA Bear into User of the Year. That guy, that guy could have won. That Bear, he's a...
Was his name Bear? Because Bear is a terrible name.
What? No, his name is literally a bear.
He's literally a bear, yeah. Oh. The animal... He's that. That's it.
Yeah, he had an 8-month feud with Wrestling 5 last year.
Oh, God. UCA is so fucking ridiculous.
Sounds like it.
In a good way, though. In a good way. In a fun way. I would like to give special props to MWC. Congratulations on 10% of the board still liking you. 10% is a lot. One in every 10 people is enough for you. Yes.
Yes.
Nothing else for that division, really, I don't think. Next what? Wiggs, what the hell are you putting here? Okay, I'm almost positive that that division was called New Users Can Thrive Too, but apparently Wiggs decided it was We Can All Be Wiggy.
It's a better name.
Yeah, I guess.
That is better.
Shut up. Fuck, I hate you guys. You're all fired.
Yeah, I hate you too. Yeah. I hate you too.
No, Mars, you know what? We'll get into your hating the users later.
Fuck you.
No.
Fucking wet.
You guys don't all have to be wiggy.
What did you call me?
I called you a wetback, you fucking Mexico lover.
Wow. Suck a dick.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I didn't have a comeback ready. I kind of hoped that wetback would shut you up.
Fuck you.
My
family came here legally.
Hey, my family also came here legally. We killed all the Indians and took their land. Legal.
League of Legends?
Legal League of Legends. The worst game ever. It's just all law.
Sounds like an improvement.
No, trust me, that would be better. That'd be like playing that horrible Lord of the Rings MOBA.
We had fun with that, though.
Yeah, we did. I enjoyed spending 6 hours to play 12 minutes of gameplay. That was fun.
Hey, that was a real bonding moment. No, wait, fuck you.
Fuck you! Anyways, in this division that I don't remember, Dante won it despite -3ing every user that has voted so far. SolioXRZ362 came second despite the second half of his name being bad. Thunder Sheep came third, Warning Crazy fourth, Drakrin came fifth, despite Dear Leader not voting this year, so that's good. Haguile came sixth, Murr advanced in seventh, and not advancing was Most Games Are Okay, Preston Starry, and the Dante with Numbers. My most shocking moment of this, of course, was that Dante without numbers, or with numbers, I don't know, one of the Dantes did not advance. That's very sad. I also thought that Preston, after nearly beating Commodore in that one-on-one poll that was totally legit, was going to be an E-pop superstar, but I guess he just stuffed the fuck out of that poll because he did terrible.
It's really funny that he stuffed the fuck out of the poll and he still lost it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Preston. I feel bad for him, kind of, because he probably saw this result, and, well, he probably should have expected it, actually.
He got 17% positive, that's not
He probably bad. Saw the result and then made a sentence that doesn't make sense in proper English.
Has he posted since this happened? Probably not.
He left the board, remember?
Yeah, but he came back for a day.
He came back a couple of times, didn't he?
He only came back for a single topic.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, but that topic was praising me. That was a good topic. He was like, Nick's the best. Fuck Commodore, but Nick's awesome. Those are good things. Those are good topics. Oh, wow. Dante had 1.19 votes. 119 points per vote. No one understands that, but it's funny.
I think we should determine... We should use points per vote to determine the buy.
I think you should shut the fuck up, Bartz. How about that?
Because...
Why, who has the best of that?
Not Nick. But I have
I'll quickly get you the answer to that question. Because, look,
no, here's Bartz, why. Bartz, before you go, Bartz, I need your opinions on this division before you go find stats.
I can give you the... Okay, before I go find stats and before I give you the opinion, let me argue my point, is that... Your rule for determining the buy is unfairly biased towards users near the beginning of round one when vote totals are much, much higher. Right now we're getting about 2/3 of the votes we did at the beginning of round one, and it's really not fair to users right now.
Well, you know, that is an unfortunate byproduct of not doing so great last year in User of the Year. Now, isn't it, Bartz? Perhaps if you hadn't withdrawn and participated and you had finished second, your division would come up at the beginning. I, as host, will do as I damn well please and fuck you. If you want me to not get the bye, then fucking rally and get someone to get more than 129 points.
Rallying is for losers.
Exactly. So hey. Stand by. Oh, right. 13's here.
Sir Chris.
No, see, it's thanks to Sir Chris, because he wanted Green Gravy to not lose, and all those votes that went to Green Gravy also went to me, and cost 13 the buy.
Okay, not Sir Chris. Not Sir Chris, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Chris!
Wiggs. Yes!
Wiggs got by far the most points per vote of anyone.
Wiggs is a dickhead, though, and I don't want Wiggs to have the bye because he doesn't deserve it because he wasn't here tonight because he would rather go hang out with his friends or something.
Yeah, what do you...
What a dickhead. Who the fuck hangs out with people on Friday?
Alright, so anyways, going back to...
This division?
This division, which is the one with Dante, right?
Several Dantes.
Yes, Dante in stereo.
I'm surprised Murr advanced.
Are you with the other users in that division, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, most games are okay. I see him post.
Yeah, but people used to like Murr. No one ever liked most games are okay. Though they do have the same number of underscores in their name.
I like to argue that no one ever really liked Murr.
Whoa, people liked Murr a few years ago. I think he finished in the top 20, didn't he?
Yeah, Murr did okay for a while there.
That's because if they didn't vote for Murr, they'd be seen as a bigot. Everyone knows that.
What? I didn't vote for him because he's a fag. I voted for him because he was funny.
What if he was funny because he was a fag?
No. The way Murr is gay is not funny. He's every stereotype of homosexuality ever. Like, his existence is to be gay.
He's the archetype of gay.
Yes.
Did he ever get with his gay in the closet friend?
No, no. You mean his straight friend that he was trying to brainwash into being gay? No. As far as I know, he did not convince his straight friend to go gay for him.
I'm sorry, but according to Murr, him and his straight friend would spoon in their underwear.
Yeah, Murr says a lot of things.
Do you think they didn't actually do that?
They probably did. I don't know.
Because that's pretty gay.
That is fairly homosexual, yes.
Totally. Yeah, there are a couple things gayer than that. Yeah.
You know what's gayer than that? Not having a beard. Koryashi, your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, there are some homosexual men that have beards.
But they're straighter than straight guys who don't have beards.
Yes.
You know, right now fair. I have a full-on beard.
Yes, Bart has a beard. 13, how's
that means you're a good person.
But I'm probably going to shave it off tomorrow.
No, what? No. Shaving is a sin.
I shave like once a week.
A sin once a week. You sin.
See, here's a thought. You could do a different sin instead. Like, you could burn down a church. You could go streaking through a mall. Like,
you could go streaking while burning down a church.
Yeah, you could just make it... Naked Burning Man.
Just make sure you don't get any...
Did you know that KCF got more points per vote than you did, Nick?
Hey, Bartz, did you know that you're a fucking dickhead and I hate you? So back to this division. 13, thoughts?
Oh, so did Koryashi.
This division did pretty well, considering he doesn't post ever for the last, 2 years. Dante winning wasn't a surprise... Although, I'm still happy that I shattered his soul last year. what else happened? Oh yeah, most games are okay. I think he posted the football / soccer topic now and then. He's a pretty okay guy, but if he left the board, you wouldn't notice, kind of thing.
Because his username is so forgettable.
Yes. Actually, I kind of like his username. Strikes me as a very reasonable kind of person. Because everyone on the internet's always like, this game's amazing! And this game's shitty! And most games are okay. Which is true, because most games are okay. Except Final Fantasy V.
Oh, fuck you, 13.
Which is a great game.
No.
That's why it's not just okay.
No, but you missed that. You missed it.
Stupid. You know what's a bad game is Earthbound. Earthbound is stupid. Everyone who likes
Earthbound. Fuck you.
Earthbound is garbage.
Yes,
man.
Yes. See, Bart's
garbage.
You're garbage. You know what's stupid? People who like Earthbound.
13, hear me out.
No.
About something else.
Okay.
You should vote my way as far as this whole rules to skip the second round because you would actually be the user who would get a buy in round two if we switched to my way.
I'm not changing the rules.
So I really like Final Fantasy V. It's a brilliant game, and Bart's the character is especially fantastic.
I'm not changing.
Like,
I'm not changing the fucking rules. I'm not lefty. I'm not changing the rules. I'm going to continue to use lefty's rules.
It's a flawed rule. It's bad. Just like your tiebreaker.
My tiebreaker, which I also did not read before posting.
Change the rules.
Nope, not changing the rules. They are as they are. I get the buy. And if someone wants to stop that, then by all means, increase votals.
But there's no circumstance in which I can now get the buy, so I don't really want to try.
Well, exactly. See? I've literally cornered the market.
I feel betrayed.
Oh, well, you should have been in yesterday's division. Koryaki, did you have any thoughts on that division that happened with Dante's?
Well, I understand it was quite the division with Dante's. One Dante did well, one did not. Which goes to show you that there is a difference between one Dante and another. Yeah.
I think maybe Dante SFF played a factor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dante 729 would advance in every other division.
Yes, absolutely.
That makes sense. Yeah. Moving on to the next division that happened, which was Warp Speed with the Door Open division, a joke that no one will get unless they were there for that one broadcast of FTL that Han did where he left the door open when going to Warp Speed and Boko was killed instantly.
Good. I mean, that sucks.
Yes. I don't know what that means, but it sounds funny.
It was funny. This division had two ties in it. One of them, unfortunately, allowed a bad user to advance because of my horrible tiebreaker rule.
Wait.
Lefty's horrible tiebreaker rule.
Yes, Lefty's rule Lefty's. That I copied and did not even bother to read. Raven should have advanced instead of Leon Hart if I had gone by, you know, any kind of reasonable thing. But whatever.
It's poor Raven.
Poor Raven.
Inconceivable.
Uncontrollable.
Guy's leaving the board in a couple of months. You could have, you know.
Yeah,
you know, giving him a little nudge, but no.
Yeah, I gave him a nudge out the fucking door.
Well, well done. Well done.
Han won this division. Icon tied for second with S Bell, but finished second because of tiebreaker. Raydine or Sergeant Sphinx was fourth. Semifinal versus Belarus was fifth. Vincent sixth. And Leon, as I mentioned before, finished seventh. The star of this division, though, was the JP. The JP got 46 last place votes out of 53 votes.
Why do we even let him in this contest?
Because it's hilarious.
He finished with a points per vote of -2.63, which is pretty damn impressive.
He takes up two spots, it's fine.
He's no longer a person, and he's now just a running joke.
He's his
like
own...
No one. 99% of this board doesn't even remember the JP, the person. They just know that he was a fat guy who was on the board. Yeah, he was an ass.
They just know he sucks, so they downvoted him anyway.
Like, I think there's literally like 20 people who still post here who know who the fuck he was.
Hey, to be fair, we've all met the JP at some point. Just open your front door, and there he is.
Yeah. There's usually a roll of fat somewhere within 20 yards of you.
The joke being that the JP was so massive that on the Board 8 Atlas, he is actually listed as the entire island of Papua New Guinea. Or something to that effect.
It was like that.
He's literally an entire island on the map.
See, I thought he just was now a satellite that orbits the Earth.
No, because we would have crashed into the sun because of his gravity. Oh, making fun of people for being fat is mean. But the JP deserves it because he was a bad human being.
He's probably the worst.
We make fun of him not because he's fat, just because he's terrible and happens to be fat.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's why.
He's
He had 62 more absolute points than Han, who won the division. JP finished on, JP was on 51 of 53 votes, and almost all of them were -3s. Shocking things for me to take from this division. Icon finished second by a great deal. In fact, by Wig's math, he was doubled. Bart's thoughts?
Well, Icon is a user who might be considered controversial.
How so?
I don't know.
Exactly. Koryashi, thoughts?
Oh, 13 doesn't like him.
Yes, that is why Icon fell. 13's hatred burned so bright that he had to shield himself. On here.
We have 13 on here.
13's hatred of Icon is only because Icon hates 13.
And it burns so bright.
Kinda. I don't want to get into it.
That he had to shield himself beneath Espel and then jump out ahead of him at the end, technically, because it was so bright. That burning hatred.
My hatred of Icon went to warp speed with the door open. And it just blasted him.
But he still advanced.
Well, yeah.
Unlike Boko, who did not advance past that turn.
It was a glancing blow. With the warp speed. I don't know how it fucking works. What is FTL?
Faster than light. It's a game it's a bad game.
Okay. What?
It's a great game. It's a great game. I love it. It was one of the best games I ever watched Han play on the internet. It was better than every kind of sex that Wiggs has ever had.
Right. Well,
that's not saying much.
That was kind of the joke.
That includes his hands, so.
No, that does not include his hands.
Oh. Wow.
Don't talk about Wiggs that way. That's inappropriate.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Wiggs should have been here to defend himself, but he's not. Yeah.
Snooze or lose.
I'm standing up for Wiggs.
Bartz, you literally made a topic where you were going to insult him as much as possible. And
I would have left his hands out of it.
You would have left his hands out of it. His lefty hands. That's right. Wiggs has lefty's hands.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. That's what Wiggs is into.
Imagine where those things have been.
Bad places.
Lester Soldier, I am so damn pumped for my match tonight.
I'm sorry, what? Lester? Oh, God, Lester.
See, when you said Lester Soldier, I thought you meant lefty's hands had been...
So damn pumped.
I don't know how to break it to him. He's probably not going to do well.
I was trying to explain to Lester how round two he's going to lose this year, and he didn't seem to understand that. He was like, "Oh no, round two is no big deal. Three ways, who cares? 106 users eliminated in one round, no big deal." Like he didn't understand at all that if he doesn't come first or second in this division, he's in a lot of trouble.
Well, I came first, and I'm probably going to go out next round. So.
Yep, that's because you kicked everyone off of your private board.
Yes, it is.
That was a really poorly timed decision. You should have been inviting people.
I blame Rock. I blame Rock for this.
That is a solid way to play the game.
He was all on the board. On the board, he was all like, "Oh, look how popular this board got because of user of the year." So I was like, "Yeah, that's a good point. It didn't really get any more popular than it already was." So I was like, "Shit, what am I gonna do? Oh, I'll just get rid of everyone because that'll help." And it didn't at all.
And then I saved the board with Tallyland, the greatest land in all the land.
Wait, people post there?
No.
On Board 8 Chat, the board, we have exclusive hot tallies.
Exclusive?
Wow, there's like a bunch of active topics.
Yes. Yes, there are.
I have never seen hotter tallies than the tallies on Board 8 Chat, the board.
Oh, that's so hot.
They burn to the touch.
And it's only on my private board. Mm.
Yeah. That FFD is not a member of now.
No, nor Shine.
Ooh, nor Shine. Shine may be ace of games, but he is not ace of boards.
No Boko.
What, you kicked Boko off too?
He didn't post.
I know. Boko never posts. Boko won User of the Year last year without ever doing anything. He just came on the podcast and was like, yep, yep, okay, yep, 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 yep. And that's all he did, ever.
And it worked.
And it worked, yes.
Well, yeah, he's popular because he doesn't post opinions and stuff.
He just writes his name. He says, Boke, 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 Boke.
Yeah, it's lovable. Times.
Yes, it's not lovable. It's Boko, and I hate it. I tried to point it out to everyone that he was just being a dick. It didn't work.
The fraud that is Boko. Well, he's not on the private board anymore, so you've got safe haven from his...
Good. Good.
Generally, I'm a member of the board, but not... FFD.
I don't like that Jonah Leon's a member of the board because he can tell the Disney Gauntleteers hot tallies now. That's vital information.
Like, look, I will defend Jonah Leon to the end of the earth. He's a cool guy.
But he hangs out with bad
people. This is the guy who outdogs Shine.
He's an after-school special.
A lot of people.
No, what? He's an after-school special. Like, I'd like to hear how he's that.
Yes, please.
Well, he's a good guy, but he's hanging around with a bad crowd.
Oh, I see. Right.
So 13's going to be the teach that helps him out of the situation.
Oh, 13 can be Mr. Belding.
13, you're losing around two.
Yes, I just said that. Thank you. Thank you for telling me something I said 5 minutes ago.
Guys, we've gotten way off topic. The next division was the All the Grenades division, named after user Zazzy Guado, but assigned to Procrastinator because Zazzy didn't have a division and because I'm lazy. Crasty won it, MSG second, Cobain third, yay Hive, fuck everyone who's not the Hive, that's how you get top three guys. Koala fourth, Blind Hobo, Kate Wadman something fifth, Meow 1000 sixth, Deadpool seventh, Xylos FG, and FL81 did not advance. Who is FL81?
Isn't that the name of that one band that does the song?
He's a band?
He is a band, and apparently not a popular one.
The one with the squeaky noise.
What's
on
Band of the Year, is it?
Band of the Year would be a terrible contest.
Well, here we
Google search that FL81.
I know he has a SIG, which is... It's a guy with a red sword. And that's all I know about FL81, that he has a red sword in his signature.
You know what would have done better than FL81? S Club 7.
I don't agree with that.
S Club 7 would have got at least a few plus 3 votes.
I think S Club 7 would have got more negative 3 votes.
Yeah, S Club 7 evoked more hatred.
What?
From everyone.
There's no party like an S Club party.
There's a good reason for that.
Speaking as a British person, there's no greater shame to our nation than S Club 7.
They're British?
We apologize.
I thought they were Australian. Yeah.
That's how shameful they are.
I hope they're Australian. Honestly, I don't know.
The one bitch does like Australian Idol now.
Does she?
Yeah, that's a thing?
What do you mean, of course that's a thing? They've got like Arabian Idol.
So wait, you watch Australian Idol?
Yes, American Idol is bad, but Australian Idol every single night.
I see.
Australians have excellent singing voices, and like, come on.
It's true.
That time that guy got stabbed in the chest by a stingray, you should have heard the dulcet tones coming out of his throat.
As well as the blood.
Yes, blood helps accentuate their singing talents.
Remember when this was about, like, user of the year?
This is what happens when Wiggs isn't here.
Well, Wiggs started comparing FL81 to S Club 7.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe if I weren't drinking and Wiggs were here, this would be about user of the year still. So, Bartz, what did you think about All the Grenades division?
I thought that it was sucky because the people on this board are fucking garbage.
Oh.
I'm sorry. How many last place votes did SFEG get?
15.
See, what the fuck? What the fuck, you 15 people? What the fuck?
Hi.
One of the greatest users of our time.
I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of disgusted, actually, that SefG did so poorly after he literally Twitter rallied Trent Beretta during the whole Link Draven thing. How quickly Board 8 forgets that SefG was our hero.
You can't erase 10 years that quickly.
No, I'm pretty sure rallying the guy with 800,000 followers erases that. I'm almost positive, if nothing else, that was probably like, hey, you know what, everything you've done stupid before.
Maybe if Link had actually won, then maybe I would have some...
He would have won. Oh, God, let's not get into that.
We'll be talking about that guy in a few divisions.
We've got another week until that division.
Yeah, let's not get into how shitty that guy is.
It's next...
No, I was talking about cons.
Who?
Konzar's Kelshin?
Yes, I guess we could talk about it then, too.
Do we get to talk about cans?
Yes, we do. 13.
Well, we'll talk about him in a little bit. Not yet.
Not yet. Right now we're talking about Procrastinator and how excellent his jaw is.
I haven't spewed vitriol.
It's one of my favorite jaws.
It is a top five.
A great top three, but
Sefgi is better than Deadpool.
He's the example. He's the American dream. There we go.
He is Dusty Rhodes.
He has a
wicked fat. I understand why 13 doesn't appreciate that, because he's not American. But as an American myself.
Bartz, you're the only American here. Who are you selling this to?
The listeners, okay?
The listeners in America. No Americans are listening to this pod.
You American hooters, you know who you are. You minus three CFG, you're minus three in America.
Oh.
To be honest, I'm not really that upset about minus three in America.
Oh.
It was, you know.
Without America, we wouldn't have pro wrestling.
There are worse things to minus.
13, I'd like to point out you're on my fantasy team and maybe stop being such a... I need you to win. You are my first round pick. It's kind of dependent on you doing well.
Nick, I won't get past round two and you'll lose your fantasy next round.
So that's okay. I can rig the results. I can discount a lot of votes. His vote doesn't count. I didn't like it.
All right.
You're going to make the votes less expensive?
Yes, I am going to put them on sale. Koryashi, your thoughts on Procrastinator winning this division by literally 600%?
Oh, shit.
I didn't realize it was open.
Sorry, what's open, Bartz?
I left the freezer open for like a half hour. Shit.
See, that's not good for your freezer.
Luckily, Koryashi has hot insight to why that's good.
Yes, my melting hot insights will freeze your goods back again. But yeah, Krusty won, and he won by all the 600%. So, clearly...
Stuff.
Clearly stuff. Stuff.
Good, 13, your thoughts on this?
Good top three. Cobain should do better. It's a shame he doesn't post that, but...
I'm sorry, you thought Cobain should do better than Mr. Smart Guy?
Yes.
Literally one of the co-hosts of the now long dead We Came to Play podcast.
Oh, I love Mr. Smart Guy. He's one of my
favorite users. That was a good podcast.
But Cobain is like the best user.
So hey, remember when you rallied Cobain and he turned you in?
Yeah. Okay, first, you're a cunt. Second, it's a testament to how much I like Cobain that I'm willing to forgive him that.
But after he betrayed you, you still love him.
You know what was good about Cobain?
I can appreciate that.
I liked 80s Cobain. Me, 80s Cobain was maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen. When Cobain was convinced he was stuck in the 80s, that was a good time.
We have to put a link to 80s Cobain's 80s Tron in the topic when you post this.
I can do that.
It's so good.
That is definitely a thing I can do.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever seen on Board 8. Kirby's 80s Titan Tron is amazing.
That was everything for that division, and it's done. Next was the Captains of Industry division, or as Wiggs lists it, Industry Something or Other division.
This is where we find out that Tom Bombadil is actually shit.
Yes, Tom Bombadil. What a dick. Literally only got 96.88% approval rating.
Wow.
That's not the important part.
Fourth best positive percentage in this very bizarre division in which somehow the fourth and fifth place finishers both did not receive a negative vote, but still only finished fourth and fifth. Because that's how low votals are right now, guys. KCF 1, Tom Bomb 2nd, Red 13 3rd, though with his recent bus Pokemon killing an old lady something topic, probably not going to do well advancing.
What was that?
If you read it, it was him being a good guy, but if you stopped reading it at MWC and Tim Jabs posts, Stray Hacks and Tim Jabs posts, then Red 13 is a horrible monster. So, I mean, it depends. Do you want him to be a good guy or a villain?
I think he can be both.
Excellent. Then don't read the entire topic because he's not a villain in the second half of it. Because
he both has disturbing lucid dreams about having sex with Vaporeon and Espeon, but he can be a nice guy to all ladies on a bus. So clearly he's both.
Okay.
Look, if you're the kind of person who is going after lucid dreams, that's probably what you want.
No. Yeah. As a person who does that kind of thing, I'm going to go with that is not what you're going for, because that is creepy as fuck. That is... No. Anyways,
division.
Jeff Ray's 4th, Murphoroth 5th, SE7N Thrust 6th. He really should have finished 7th. And, oh, I should probably do this justice, because the... Sorry, I need to quote this directly. The fabulous, fantastic Squirrel Gate, yes, my champion of justice, finished 7th. Squirrel Gate, the champion of justice, finished 7th, beating out Smurf, Cave Dweller 2000, I told you, man, why settle at 2000? You could have been 3000. And the horribly hated upon Large Long Sword, who really should have won this division, because its username is just so great. But yes,
and he has the best save by contests ever.
Obviously, star of this division was Squirrel Gate, because he's...
He survived.
Because he's the champion of justice.
That is a good point.
That he is... I mean, Wiggs said it. Wiggs wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, Wiggs has his hand on the pulse of the champion of justice.
Champion, yeah, his hand's on it or something. Obviously the shock here is probably that KCF beat Tom Bombadil, but maybe Bartz, you disagree?
I like that. I like KCF.
I like KCF.
Koryashi, do you also like KCF?
Yeah, he's cool.
Excellent. Then it's unanimous. We all like KCF.
Well, I like Tom too. Tom could. Tom would win, should win most divisions, is it? But
13 has a counterpoint that liking Tom is also a thing.
Yeah, yeah, Tom's cool. I think the best thing about this division was Smurf getting eliminated. I thought...
For a time, if I were to be divulging secret conversations, you had requested that Smurf advance and face you in round 2.
Yes.
For the purpose
It's in Board 8 chat, which is publicly locked, so yeah, I don't mind you revealing that. Yeah.
Oh.
I'd love to get Smurf in round 2. It'd be quite interesting.
Well, it can't happen now.
Yeah.
That was all that in that division. I'm done talking about that division.
Him losing in round 1 to Squirrel Gate is just as good.
Squirrel Gate,
champion of justice.
Champion of justice, man. Don't doubt Squirrel Gate. I don't want to...
Actually, yeah, he eliminated Smurf, so he's my champion of justice.
I would hope that no one draws Squirrel Gate in second round, because he is getting my vote over everyone as champion of justice.
All
right. Moving on to the next division, because I don't even want to talk about that one. We're taking way too long with this.
Champion of Justice.
The next division was, hello, is it this division you're looking for? This, of course, featured Koryashi, and had this division been named later, it probably would have been, hello, is it this beard division?
That is a sexy name for a division.
Hey,
maybe the sexiest.
Beard me forever. Mm-hmm. Beard. Koryashi won this division quite handily, and he should have, beating fellow Board 8 karaoke rival, the only guy with an actual singing talent, vengeful KBM, who made us all look like assholes doing fucking karaoke with his, like, I don't know, synthesizer or something.
Just because he has a beautiful voice doesn't mean I don't have talent.
I'm pretty sure he had a recording studio. Like, everyone else sounded like they were singing into some cheap dollar store microphone, and his sounded like it was recorded with fucking Boys to Men on some episode of Fresh Prince.
I'm pretty sure that's how he recorded it, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, if that's the case, KBM, how about some money? Because if you can afford your own recording studio, that'd be nice to share. Third in this division was Dillo's, 4th was Paratroopa 1, 5th was Mano7, future user of the year or something, I don't know, that's his gimmick. 6th was suddenly male but used to be female in Viso. And seventh was Bartz's Champion of Justice. Bartz, you wanna scream out that username?
I thought seventh was Inviso.
No, seventh was BK Sheikah.
Oh shit, I did this wrong. How'd I do this wrong? Oh, I didn't do this right.
That's what "did this wrong" usually means.
That, yes, that's...
Yeah, BK Sheikah.
Wow.
Who is a good user.
Yes, that's... Thank
you. I'm sorry, on my spreadsheet, which has the results, I totally goofed up. I have Bidoof in fourth, which is not correct.
You have Bidoof? He finished in ninth!
I know, and everyone else got moved down because of that. Wait, okay.
Okay, you know what, Bartz? I'm done hearing about your spreadsheet. Not advancing was excellent user Rusty Mr. Mocha.
Yeah.
Bidoof and not did well at all Vycool, who honestly I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, Rusty didn't get third? What the fuck?
The most important thing to take out of this division was that Vycool got exactly 0% positive percentage. And unlike Cave Dweller, he probably deserved it, because he's not Cave Dweller. Cave Dweller is far better than the 0% he got.
Wait, who got third?
Rakaputra.
Oh, wait.
Did you not understand when I said Dillos?
This is all wrong. I'm sorry.
Koryashi, since this is your division, thoughts on your excellent domination of these users' stuff?
Well, I liked the fact that I excellently dominated these users. Also, according to Wig's math, I doubled KBM, so that's cool.
So you're twice as good as Zinger as he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's the way it should be.
There, I fixed it.
The way it should be.
That requires a topic, I think. I'm twice as good a singer as KBM.
Yeah.
No, nothing needed past that.
I feel like that will end poorly for me.
No. You gotta.
He will use his millions to get me.
And millions?
Yes, millions and millions.
KBM, now officially The Rock.
Yeah, sorry, the actual user, The Rock. You mean to play? You yes. mean replace?
You may as well call him KB Millions.
Oh, is that what that stands for? That makes sense.
Mm.
Kick Bitches Millions. That's what that. 13, thoughts on this division?
Koryashi did well, which is good, because he's the UCA Superstar of the Year. More legitimacy. And I feel like for Vycool to get that low, you have to be a user that nobody knows. Like, you can't just be hated like the JP because someone will positive you, ironically. So nobody clearly knew Vycool, so he's an easy minus three.
The only time I've ever seen Vycool's username is in User of the Year and last year's User of the Year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've never seen him post. Ever. I'm almost positive.
To do more quality control about who gets in this show.
Bartz, if I were going to do quality control, then I would have all sorts of good users in here, and people would have a hard time negativing. It's very easy to give a minus to shitty users like Vycool or Rusty.
But you don't even know they're shitty.
I know they're shitty because they've never made an impression on me. Also, especially Rusty. Rusty, you really need to step up your game. Or something.
Poor Rusty.
No, Rusty's actually good people. It pained me that he lost, but, you know, it happens when you don't post.
He didn't post, yeah.
The next division was the Betrayal division.
Betrayal.
Bartz, would you like to run down this division since it was so close to your heart?
I think you should do that, Nick.
Okay, well, excellent, amazing user DP Oblivion came first. Slightly less by exactly one denomination of denominations. King Bartz came second. Ooh, ouch, that's gotta hurt. In third was known moderator, Team Rocket Elite, followed by supposedly Great Paul. In fifth was guy who killed himself some months ago, but was still in User of the Year, so yeah. In sixth was, hey, the Gauntlet guys care about User of the Year. in seventh.
That's V Charon.
Yes, V Charon.
Wait, it's not Charon?
The proper Charon. The proper like Greek pronunciation is Charon.
Fuck that.
That doesn't count. So.
I often call him Sharon.
Yeah, because he is.
Not advancing was Tennis Boy 213, because honestly, who is that? Emperor Kazbar, proving that some suicides are taken a lot more well than others. And in Dead Last, the worst villain in the history of Board 8, while some people, Senior House Mouse, are just terrible human beings, Canzeris is literally Canceris.
It's a play on the word cancer. Yeah,
the play. I get it.
He is and he sucks. 13, your thoughts on cancer?
Cancer is a horrible, horrible disease.
Not according to that one guy in Tiny Chat.
True. It's
wait,
maybe
so which guy in Tiny Chat?
Wait, yeah, what?
Wait. I think only Krasty and I were around for that.
Is that when we were talking to Poll of the Day and they were talking?
Yeah, there's some Poll of the Day guy who's like,
"Come here, that was their senior house mouse, right? The one that was like, it's okay to spread cancer."
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's bad people. Anyways, back to 13's thoughts on Canzeris.
Sorry.
Cancer is a, don't get me wrong, it's a horrible, horrible disease. It's probably one of the worst things in humanity, but it will never be as bad as Canzeris Kelshin. He is the worst thing to ever happen to this board, my dislike of him runs deeper than my dislike of many users, and I dislike many users. But Kanz is he's subterranean low. There's the ground, there's like rock bottom, and then there's like 50 miles of crap, and then that's where Kanz is.
Is that actual geography? There is 50 miles of crap beneath.
Well, where do you think all the sewage goes?
Not 50 miles of it.
On top of Canzeris' head.
On top of Canzeris, yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure because he's in Brazil and the way the world works, that everything from the northern hemisphere flows down, there's probably a lot of shit on him.
He's in Brazil?
Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Oh, is that why he's so weird?
No, it's just because that's why he's such a fucktard.
To be fair, Mega Went Evil is also from Brazil.
Literally also a fuckhead.
Mm. Wow.
But then again, Heroic Metal was from Brazil. Heroic Metal,
you know,
was
how
like
many good Brazilian best things there are? They're all in MMA.
Have you seen the women of Brazil?
That is a good point.
Well, beaches. They could be in MMA.
All of them.
They could, yes.
I don't know if those are the girls I want.
You can fight those women.
Yes, Bartz, I think you could beat them. I think you could take Ronda Rousey. She's not Brazilian, but she's MMA and women.
I think this is where Podius is where Ertu went.
What? Ertu?
Yeah.
Ertu didn't win this division.
No, but he probably went to Brazil to go fight the women.
Oh, he could punch them in the bobs.
Yeah.
Bartz.
I didn't fit into my write-up.
Bartz, what were your thoughts on being betrayed by 13 at the end of this division and not getting the positive points you needed to beat DP?
Wait, no, Cokes did that, not 13.
Yeah, well, Cokes is from Boston. He doesn't count.
He rubs it in at the very end. He's like, oh, I totally could have voted so that you won. And I'm like, fuck you, man.
I don't know who I gave more points to in that one, actually. Did I give more to DP or Bartz?
No, you gave more to me, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you didn't give you didn't give enough more.
Oh, right. Well, no, I don't want to screw over
minus DP. What are you saying?
Yeah, I was saying you should have minus 3 DP because this division was named after his betrayal 2 years ago, and the point was to betray DP. He was supposed to lose in round one, people.
You know what? It's funny. I did the same thing to Sir Chris after he lost user of the year to YoBlazer. I'm like, I totally could have voted for you and you would have won. I said that to him. He was kind
of
mad at me.
A lot of,
I think that's
a lot of
the
people said that to me last year when I lost by one vote to Boko.
I didn't.
Amazing how many finals are down to one vote.
Most pressingly was good friend Wiggs, who voted for Boko instead of me. That son of a bitch. I hate you, Wiggs.
I didn't know people like Great Paul so much. He did well.
I knew people like Great Paul. Great Paul is great.
Isn't he a gauntlet guy?
As I said in the discussion topic, my surprise here was V. Karen doing so well. I'm very pleased the Gauntlet guys are joining in as a kind of hive block without actually hiving it, because they're only voting for their friends and then kind of leaving the rest up to whatever. They're not being dickheads like Dear Leader last year and just voting to be pricks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have like a group.
It's nice to have to just for their friends. That's the point of User of the Year, is to do well for your friends, not to come in and hate on everyone just because your life is miserable.
Yeah, it's positive. It's not an attempt to derail it for the people. It's just their participation as normal people.
That's why I gave Star of the Round to the Gauntleteers, because those guys are awesome. Even if their opinions on which users are good or bad, because let's be honest, people, Charon is not good.
No, he's not a good user, but the point is that, you know, some people...
But some people like him, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's nice that people like him. Did anyone else have any opinions on that division?
Yeah, I kind of feel awkward that Kazmar got eliminated.
How so?
Why?
Well, I don't know. There's a topic on the board about...
He's dead.
I know.
Wow, Bart's fine.
He shouldn't have been in here. He's dead.
So is Grapefruit King.
Yeah, but people...
I know, he shouldn't have been here either.
People liked Grapefruit King.
He posted on the board this year. Yeah, you know what?
He didn't post in 2014. It's User of the Year 2014, determining which user will be the User of the Year this year.
Well, like, yeah, it's like the sports games. 90% of the field hasn't posted this year.
I don't believe that. I think I think 10%, maybe.
Like 50%, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's a topic on the board about giving his wife and kids some help and, like, that kind of thing. And then suddenly, oh, yeah, we actually don't like him that much. Sorry. It's a bit, like...
That's because people didn't like Kazbar.
I know, but it just felt awkward.
His entry on the wiki before he died was like, Kazbar sucks. Or something to that effect. And when
did we preserve that?
When he killed himself, most people were like, wow, what a dick. Whereas with Grapefruit Kings, everyone was like, oh, no way, fuck.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
Plus,
I don't know, I just...
Kazbar, the whole, like, there were a lot of people who were pissed off that, you know, he just kind of bailed out on his wife and kid, which was a pretty dick move.
Yeah, that actually probably did more harm to him than... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
And especially since his wife seems, like, way cool.
It would definitely be better if he hadn't killed himself, but he kind of did it in, like, the most dickish way he could, especially with the whole landing in the children's wing of the library.
Imagine if you were a little kid reading a book at that time.
I was under the impression the library was not open, or there was no one there at that point.
Yeah, that wasn't. It was closed.
It was during the middle of the day.
Well, yeah, the library was open, but like the kids section wasn't. I hope to God it wasn't, because that would be really unpleasant.
Mm.
Like, as unpleasant as the situation already was, that would be making it far, far worse.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like the idea that his wife might see it, but she probably didn't, so it's fine.
Oh, wow. Good old Mr. Ulti with his... Adam Lanza was a regular on GameFAQs.
I was reading that topic while we were talking.
What?
That's pleasant.
Who?
The guy who shot up Sandy Hook, isn't he? Anyways, that has nothing to do with User of the Year, which is far more important than... No, it's really not, but...
More important?
It's more important for the purpose of this podcast, but in the general sense of things, it's not. Anyways, that was all the results that have happened. I do not have the results open for Elitism is an art form featuring Cokes Division.
Cokes is winning.
I know Cokes is winning. MWC hasn't voted his minus 55 vote yet.
Second is Poca, and third is Jonah Leon. There we go.
Jonah Leon.
His name is in all caps, so you have to shout it.
Poor Lord of the Morons. He's not doing well.
I always said Janalion, personally.
This is like the only division where there's not a nobody and not a terrible user.
That's true.
Opinions may differ about Raytan and G-Man, but...
Anyways, so yeah, that's happening. Those results will be on the next episode, which I've been told...
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
No. On the next episode, I've been told that Forceful Dragon will be our guest and that Wiggs will be back.
Yay!
From his death by blimp crash.
Wow.
Zombie Wiggs, next time.
Zombie Wiggs.
Next. Lazarus Wiggs.
I think he actually went to Baltimore or something.
Something happens and things and stuff. The next podcast will be right after the live draw for round two, which should be next Thursday night / Friday early morning, the transition between those 2 days. I'll be doing that on Tiny Chat for everyone to try it and stuff and things and people be excited and happy.
How many divisions are left?
Enough to get us to next Thursday. Six?
That is six.
Six divisions left.
Oh, we only have two on the file, that's all.
What?
God, Kings, and Prodigies. And that's
oh,
it.
No, I haven't completely.
Out of the mid. Right, okay.
Going to my spreadsheet. He's the result sheet. I haven't updated the ones remaining. Tomorrow is God Kings Amongst Men, followed by Prodigies of a Bygone Era, then the Cleveland Browns Super Bowl Party Division, Lemonberry Splash, Rafael Nadal Sucks Division, and then the
Lemonberry Splash.
And the last division, aptly named Because.
What is that? I don't understand that.
What do you mean you don't understand that?
You don't get that reference?
I don't understand that reference. Yeah,
what you do, you're being a dick.
I don't know, I don't.
You definitely saw Alan's post on why someone couldn't be in... Why Charles Barkley couldn't be in user... Or not in user... What was it? Charles Barkley can't be in the character contest, and his answer was literally because.
Oh, well, I don't care about the contest that much, guys.
Okay, but I do.
Shit, I'm probably going to get minus votes because of that. Oh, well.
Bartz, your division's already done. No one's going to remember in 2 weeks when the next time your name comes.
Well,
you're giving people way too much credit. They forgot Seth G rallied for, like, our humanity.
Oh, no, I remembered it. I just was like, well, you know.
No one remembers anything that happens.
Still Seth G, so.
Why do people not like him? Because he trolled a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's generally enough to do it.
People like Fulmo.
Yeah, but Fulmo's funny.
Yeah, Fulmo's just sort of like, he's...
No one takes Fulmo seriously.
Yeah, he's just sort of like vicious, but like it's really snide and quite funny. Vicious. Seth G actively...
Is amazing? Yeah, I know.
No.
Bartz, you're the same person who said Tim Jab was a good guy, and then he said, I don't know who Bartz is.
Yeah, fuck
Fulmo. Fulmo is like, you know, Moogle Koopa?
No.
Yeah.
1-for-1, the user?
No.
Moogle Koopa, 1-for-1?
No.
You don't know him?
I've never spoken to him.
Nick just can't understand your accent, that's all.
What? Oh, sorry. He was. Oh, God. Wow. Yeah. No, I understand now. Moogle Koopo.
Moogle Koopo.
Moogle Koopo. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Him.
Yes. No. Yeah. I know.
Fulmo is like him, but more hostile. Whereas Seth G is like Smart Muffin, but more Bad. Vicious.
He's nothing like Smart Muffin.
Oh, yeah. They're all the same.
Who's taking a shower?
Sorry, I'm washing my dishes.
You're washing your dishes? You people and your mobile phones.
I'm on my computer. I just have a laptop.
People and your mobile laptops.
I'm on a computer as well, but and I'm also in my kitchen, but I'm not doing
dishes. Sorry, I'm done. That won't make any more noise.
So, Bartz, you've recently said some mean things about the users. Would you care to elaborate on that?
So, I tried to do it, and then some... fucking retard Spurg modded me.
Really? You got modded for that topic?
I got... Not the topic, just my replies.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then.
Including the one where I insulted myself. That one got modded for flaming. I disputed it. We'll see what happens.
You got modded for flaming yourself. That's great.
Jesus Christ.
That's so perfect for... That's like the... game faxist thing ever.
I mean, here's the thing, is that I was using my alt at the time, so I don't know if the mod realized that I was talking about myself.
Well, it's an easy check, yeah. Though, isn't it? They've got user map access and stuff, haven't they? So.
Well, they wouldn't be able to know because it's an alt that I use only at school and on my phone.
That's different.
So they wouldn't be able to know that it's me, my user map. Anyway, yeah, so that happened. So I just said, I'm not going to do that anymore, because, you know, only I really, like, the really stupid ones, like the one where I made fun of KCF, and it wasn't that really that funny, those ones didn't get modded because they weren't mean enough. But the one about me calling Ear 2 retarded got modded.
But that's a fact.
No.
It's literally a fact. Like, I also called him a stupid idiot. I didn't even hate Ear 2 or anything, but that literally is a thing.
I called him a stupid idiot, and I think I got modded for calling myself a fat loser nerd.
Bart, are you fat?
No, I'm not. But...
Well, then that's why you got modded.
Yeah, oh, it's false.
But no, because I called Ear 2 stupid idiot, and he is a stupid idiot.
That's your opinion.
I'm probably going to lose points for that, but oh well.
No, nobody likes Ear 2.
Vlado does.
Vlado. He's Belgian. No one cares.
Did he lose yet, or is he still coming up?
He's coming up. And he's actually in that division where he may not lose, because that division he's in that division.
He's the one with Go My Rock.
Yeah, he's in that division.
The one where Rock is going to stop
everyone. I've noticed a disturbing trend with Vlado, actually. It's sort of like he's Stockholm Syndrome, the entire board, or like half the board, because there's people who are saying, yeah, I don't actually dislike Vlado that much. And it's like, just because he's been around so long doesn't make him suddenly good, kind of thing.
I actually don't dislike Vlado. I think
he has
really stupid opinions, and he is annoying, and is... He has the worst voice ever, and the Vlado show was that what it was called, the Vlado show? That show that he did was just completely stupid, because he has the worst voice ever, but like, as a person, I don't think he's that bad.
Well, yeah, he's not as bad as, like, Cans, but I mean, he's like, I mean, he's as bad as Sefji.
Guys, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you please continue the podcast in an entertaining fashion till I return? Feel free to talk about anything. Kuriyashi, I'm giving you control of the topic. I suggest beards. I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
If you did like a bottom 10 of board eight users in history, like Vlado would be on it. Or maybe bottom 15. And like suddenly there's people saying he's not so bad. It's like, where's this shit come from? He's always been bad.
Well, maybe they're paying attention to those other 10 people instead that they hate more.
And he looks better in comparison?
Yeah.
Maybe. But then this 10 includes like the JP who doesn't post anymore. Hmm.
Well, I think it will come down to the 10 he is with. Who can he beat here?
I think what we should all agree on is that Senior House Mouse, being such a monster, has made every other bad poster look good in comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So screw you, Senior House Mouse. You've managed to make Vlado look good. Well done.
I'm sorry, but you know what's just as bad?
What?
As him is the people that post and read his topics.
Senior House Mouse's topics?
The fact that any of his topics, especially the really bad ones, get replies, makes me really fucking hate the people on this board. Because really, no one should ever click on some of the topics that he makes. Like,
we are talking about Senior House Mouse here, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty bad. Mm. And people like
to be honest, terribleness. He's not, unless I've been duped, he's not a troll so much. He's just awful. So I think clicking on his topics to abuse him is okay. But if you click on a Straw Hacks topic to abuse him, you're just playing his game. But if you click on a Senior House Mouse topic and abuse him, that's okay. Because he deserves it for being a monster. Does that make sense?
I think you kind of encourage him, whether you say nice things or not.
I mean, he'll continue to exist if you keep on, you know, feeding him attention.
I suppose. Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, it can have negative effects, but, like, you're not feeding the troll, you're just telling him he's...
Well, it's just like, if you really hate him being around, you stop paying any attention to him.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, there's never been so much
urination.
Hey, I hear
you. That's a highlight.
Okay, what did I miss, guys?
Are we trash Senior House Mouse?
Oh, yeah, Senior House Mouse is bad. He's AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is AIDS.
In fact, I've coined the term Senior House Mouse's disease, because AIDS sounds entirely too pleasant.
Right, because it's like aid, and like, you know, aiding someone is good.
Yes, whereas Senior House Mouse is not.
Yeah, that whole disease was really horribly misnamed when you think about it.
Yeah, it should have been called like shit fucks disease.
Yeah, why would you name a disease AIDS? That's just...
Well, I think it's because autoimmune disease something.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Autoimmune deficiency syndrome.
Alright, Jesus.
13, are you hyped for WrestleMania 31 in San Francisco?
I'm not. I'm not 13, though.
Bartz, you're going to come too because you live in California.
Yeah, we'll come see you.
Wait, when is this?
Getting up here.
It's in 2015.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
it's about 13 months from now.
It's because I totally like bought a house instead of going to WrestleMania 30 with 13 because I'm a bad person and was more concerned about my own personal like stuff.
Yeah, you are.
What
if I could choose between going to WrestleMania and buying a house, I would buy a house every time.
Well, yeah, you would because you're a weirdo who doesn't like
WrestleMania. I mean, I'm a normal person.
Oh wow, 13, your thought process on that is great. Like, yeah, fuck you, why would you buy a house instead of going to WrestleMania? It's no sense.
I probably would have bought a house in the same situation.
Next year, 13. We will.
That doesn't mean I have to like it.
Go and we will enjoy all the WrestleManias, and there will be many homosexuals there because it's San Francisco.
Yeah. That's I'll have more true. Money saved up. I'll have more money
they
saved
love
up.
They their naked men.
Yes. One thing I know about butt sex is San Francisco.
Koryashi, you're still here.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been chilling, you know.
He talked a lot once you left.
Did he? About beards?
No, it was too much senior housemos conversation, so I didn't want to bring beards into that.
He does not have a beard, that is true.
Seemed dirty. Dirty
what
beard.
What if he had a beard?
It'd be pretty dirty.
It would have AIDS.
So is that a net positive beard or a net negative?
Well, there's always an exception to the rule that everything beard is great. There has to be an exception.
That's true. It's not 100% excellent.
Yeah. That's just how the world is. Nothing could be perfect.
Guys, I feel like this podcast has not been very much about User of the Year.
That's okay. People would rather listen to us talk about other things.
I feel like the users are going to be disappointed in our... In our non-doing the things we were set out to do.
It was loosely structured around the divisions, and then we just shot the shit afterwards. It was fine. It's fine.
It's true. In 26 minutes, Luster's division starts. Guys, can we all agree that Luster needs to lose in round one?
No.
He's going to hear this in like 3 days and be so mad at you.
No, no, no. If Endgamers is on the ball as he was last time, this will be up in 2 hours.
Yeah, but he's still going to hear this in 3 days. It's Luster.
What? No, Luster's got his hand on the pulse of humanity.
Let me see. To be honest, it's not like a stack division, but there's no easy minuses in that division. Luster's division.
Luster's division is next, right?
Yeah, there's no easy minuses.
Yes, there are.
Oh, there's full throttle.
Full throttle's an automatic.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Full throttle.
Full throttle, I think some people don't like sanity lapse, and... A lot of people don't like Luster Soldier. a lot of people don't like Biscuit, right?
What?
Isn't he controversial?
He doesn't like Private Biscuit.
Private Biscuit, he's okay. He's okay, but he can be really, really, really
what
negative.
What about Tazzy Boy is here? Does he even post?
He does stats.
Like contest stats?
He does something.
He has something.
At some point, he has posted. About something.
Who?
Private Biscuit?
Private Biscuit? Yeah, he does wrestling. Wrestling topic.
Yeah, that's what he posts about stuff.
I think he does
something. I was talking about Tazzy Boy.
Yeah, Tazzy Boy too. He also has stuff.
He has, like, contests sometimes.
Yeah, he posts. He's a thing.
-3 Luster. Think about it. Think about it.
No, I don't want to kill him. Imagine eliminating Luster.
You know he draws all his power from pulls, so when he loses a pull, that's really bad for him.
Which
he won't
one
be able to ever
his rock
again.
Types would you willingly bang?
What?
I was hoping for Pokemon.
Igneous is probably best. Oh, hey, people are still voting in Coke's division. Has anyone been tallying this, Bartz?
Wiggs' job is to tally.
Wiggs is dead. He died. What part of Blimp Crash did you not understand?
He can do it posthumously.
Posthumously?
Yes.
Yeah, actually. Wiggs is like the stat ghost.
No, Wiggs. I'm going to fire Wiggs. I really should have been reading his posts. He's been doing a terrible job. The only thing he did right was name one of the divisions properly.
Wiggs is that ghost user.
Lily. I will not hear you speak evil of the dead anymore, Nick. Wiggs was a good man.
Wiggs will be back to defend himself. It's okay.
Are we... A zombie Wiggs.
Oh, yeah, after the, yeah, on the Ziggs. Day, right? On the third day? On Sunday?
I don't...
Radioactive zombie Wiggs.
Yeah. Fuck you and your lack of knowledge about Christianity.
What?
So what? Wait, Wiggs
are you
is
saying
Jesus?
Wiggs is Jesus?
I didn't see that one coming.
Jesus died on a Friday.
So wait a minute. Wiggs died in a blimp crash for our sins?
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, he's closer to heaven in the blimp, so...
I'm just saying, yeah. Isn't Wiggs coming back on Sunday? That's what, Jesus died on Friday and came back on Sunday.
Yeah, nothing.
That's why Christians go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, because Christians are fucking idiots.
Hey, don't be mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're a fucking tool to a religion made up by some guy that wanted you to listen to his beliefs.
I'm not a Christian, but hey.
Yeah, no, you know, you're defending it like you are.
He believes in the Wiggs.
I have
you're
friends.
A Wiggs.
I have friends who are Christians, so don't be a fucking faggot.
Boo-doo.
Bart's is Wiggs Orthodox.
Says the man who... Says the man who in the pre-show was making fun of pinebacks.
Hey, I'll make fun of Canadians all I want.
Yeah, that was a good pre-show. For anyone who would like to... I can't link it on Board 8, but I can talk about it. If you go to rsdb.org, it's a wonderful site about all the wonderful things. I believe it stands for Racial Slurs Database. And it is a site that exists. And there was much discussion about it in the pre-show tonight. Bartz was going to do a segment called Bartz Hates the Everyone, but he decided against it.
I do hate everyone, though.
Yes. Oh, shit, we forgot. Oh, my God. Da-da-na, da-da-na, fantasy update, Bartz, go.
Ooh. How's my team doing that I picked myself?
Shit. I was hoping you'd forget.
I'll be prepared, man. Come
on. I haven't been keeping track. I stopped updating. So,
Be prepared.
Walrus has had three people who all
Walrus
went out in round one.
This team is so bad.
Unfortunately, because of people's hatred of SefG, I lost one of my team members.
Was that why you were supporting SefG so much? He was in your fantasy team.
No, I drafted him because I like him.
You're two-faced. Oh, I like this guy. He's in my team. Support him. Mm.
Yeah, I drafted the people that I like. Okay, fuck me. But guess what? Articuno did really well, and I wouldn't have drafted him if I didn't like him. So,
okay.
Anyway, so round one, we'll be able to get a better idea of who, like, once we get the divisions for round two, I can get a really good idea
divisions.
Of...
divisions. There are matches.
Whatever, the matches for round two.
Divisions.
And we can get a pretty good idea of who's fucked and who isn't. You know, if we have the lucky person who has, like, three people...
There's
going to
be
from their
a
team
lot
all in the same match.
Really pissed off people once that live draw happens, because I get the feeling there are going to be some pretty brutal matches coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I could get Neon and
13, you're my buddy. Don't worry. You're not getting Neon. I mean, totally randomly number-generated results. No friend bias. 13 isn't obviously getting, like...
I could draw Ed Bellis and Yoblazer. You know that?
That would suck.
Bartz, if you draw those two, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, because that would suck, because they'd beat you. Well, maybe not, I don't know. Nobody likes Ed Bellis, except everyone.
Yeah.
I
can't think of any 2C that could beat any of them. Maybe Shine, maybe Commodore.
It depends on who votes. Like, if people are game playing, then Ed Bellis and Yoblazer, they aren't going to vote for because neither of them pays attention. I mean, maybe they click. I know Ed Bellis doesn't, but maybe Yoblazer clicks on the topic, but he doesn't vote, so.
Did Yoblazer try and pull out again this year?
No. No, everyone knew that I wasn't going to let them. The only people who tried were shitty users like Maria. Well, actually, that was the only user that tried until after the contest had started, at which point people started to try, but it was too late because I'm not doing that.
Yeah. You play you like 2 months to pull out.
I gave them lots of notice that this wasn't going to happen. Mm. And I feel like the contest has been better without Maria anyways.
Well, yeah, with Maria being in it, he's a very...
shitty, horrible person.
Twisted kind of person who would have focused everything on trying to destroy User of the Year.
He was a user I enjoyed until he demanded to be withdrawn from my contest, at which point I decided I hated him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get hate. By being a dick.
That's a steadfast rule in life.
I've got some bad news for Maria. She sucks.
I need to do that.
That's true. 13, I hear you have a segment planned. could you tell
can
us about that?
Can we have some decorum, please?
Oh my god, decorum. Yes, all the decorum.
Maria. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Unfortunately, you're a dick.
Oh my god, I'm picturing Wade Barrett coming up now talking about the legends on Old School Rob, like, unfortunately, you're all dicks.
Is this some wrestling thing?
Yes, it's a wrestling thing. It's one of the greatest friggin' mix that ever happens. I've got some bad news. You're all dicks. The Snake Roberts, you're a dick. I hate you. This is why wrestling is great. You should be a wrestling fan.
But sounds stupid.
But it's just for context. It's this British wrestler called Wade Barrett who appears at random to give people bad news in the most hammy and over-the-top and hilarious way possible. It's very good.
Yes, that was 13th segment. It was called Bad News 13.
Yes.
Can I have a segment too?
Barts, you just had a segment, but sure, why?
Oh, no, he has to be Bad News Barts.
Barts, Bad News Barts, yes. Bad News Barts, I want Bad News Barts.
Okay, Bad News. I'm playing Bioshock Infinite, and I didn't like it at first. But now I like it.
Okay, that's more good news.
That's not really bad news, is it?
Well, that's what like I wanted to say, news. And you made me rope the bad news thing into it, so...
Okay, and now we have a segment from Bad News Koryashi.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
That's actually quite good.
I can't actually think of any bad news, though.
That's a good saying of bad news, though. Because
yeah, no, I think just the saying of it was good.
It's better than mine, and I'm British. That's impressive.
Yeah. I am the most British, Asian, African, Nordic guy.
Are there African Asians that are British?
Yes, and they're all me.
And they're all
probably in London somewhere.
Actually, half Asians, half blacks are pretty attractive.
Oh.
I'm blazing.
I forget
for the record
what we were talking about. Oh, guys, did you hear Mason Ryan main eventing WrestleMania?
Yeah.
The Mason Ryan.
Who's that?
He's a Welsh wrestler.
Oh, he's a wrestler. Okay.
Who is Welsh?
He's a Welsh.
Why is he first names?
Hmm? He's Welshish. Yes.
He has two first names and no clue.
He's a quality wrestler with many things that things.
He's.
I'm taking my medication.
And I, yeah.
Oh okay, shit, we're still recording, you know?
Guys, well, Bart, you said last time that we should record the post show, so I'm just gonna not stop until we're done.
Oh, okay, I'm fine with that.
Like, and then end game,
well, shouldn't we have, like, the outro and then just keep talking and record?
Oh shit, we should do an outro song. Wait, 13, you're gonna do it?
Well, if Koryashi has no objection.
Well, I mean, like, I was going to do it, but...
Oh, no, you do it. Fine. Just
okay. So, guys, here's what I'm thinking for my outro song.
Ouch. Damn it.
Oh. I am going to make it up off the top of my head.
Oh, kind of like you do for your intros. Okay.
Yes. So, someone give me a song to leech off of.
This hand is your hand.
Oh, Canada.
This hand is my hand. I don't know, that's what, I don't know why that's the first one that came into my head, but it is.
This vote is your vote. This vote is my vote. From topic to topic, users are pissed off because they got low votes or something. No, that's a terrible song. Let's not do that.
I've never heard that song.
It was a good idea, but I just... No, I can't. It doesn't roll off the tongue. I could do a cappella. I know Bart would like that. We'll do it in homage to Boko.
If it's a solo a cappella, it's fine.
Boko, 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 Boko,
Boko,
Boko, Boko, Boko, Boko, Boko, Boko, Boko, all songs.
See,
tune of Boko.
This year when Boko beats you in the final.
Boko beats me in the final because I made an acapella of his name. I'm not
in the final. He already lost to Sir Chris.
It's true.
Was that one Boko for every vote he beat you? He got in the final.
Fuck you. Sons of bitches. Fuck. I hope your university burns down.
Who, me?
No, 13s. Oxford. What? I hope Oxford burns down.
Oxford?
It's the weekend. I don't care.
You don't care if your university burns down on the weekend.
Yeah.
It'll be fine by Monday.
Yeah.
I didn't want 13 to die. I just wanted his university to burn down.
I'm only there for another week anyway. So it's like, They'll just do lectures in the open air or something.
I didn't realize you went to Oxford either.
I totally go to Oxford.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yes, Bart?
Lester is doing... a live
oh,
chug.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God.
Tiny Chat, I forgot!
Wait, you're not going to actually go in there, are you?
Oh, my God, I forgot. I fucking... Oh, my God. Oh, wow, Lester went to new poll of the day. Yep, that's something.
Okay, yeah, this has to stop now so we can watch the live chug. This...
One second, let me...
Oh, you people suck.
Bart.
You suck.
Bart, no one is still listening. Let's be fucking honest. If there is anyone still listening to this podcast...
No, I'm not. I'm talking about going to watch Lester Chug.
I'm not going to watch Lester Chug. I'm going... Chuck? Chug? Chuck? Chag?
Well, he will chuck afterwards.
No, that was when he was... Oh, fuck, I don't even remember. No one's listening still, though, so I can say pretty much anything I want. Like, users I don't like are bad.
Oh, don't do that. That's mean.
That's really
yeah. Don't be
offensive.
A dick.
Don't, it's really offensive to
don't,
bad users.
Don't be mean to the users.
Don't be such a dick.
I am such a dick, Taran.
Such a fucking dick.
Such a dick. So yeah, this was episode.
Can I say whatever I want?
Yeah, go ahead. Fuck, no one's listening still. If they're still listening, what are we?
Evaluate your lives.
2 hours into this podcast at this point. There's no way anyone is still paying attention. If they are still here, they're probably Endgamer or Luster, and honestly, do you care what either of them thinks?
I listen to hours of podcasts. I would probably still be listening.
Luster.
I do like Endgamer, though.
Luster. Stop chugging. It's bad for you. And get taller.
Get taller.
Yeah. He's 5 foot nothing. That's just a shame.
Shorter than X, though, people, for reference.
Yeah, he's
literally
like,
shorter than the guy famous for being short.
Yeah, he's not even an X there in height. It's like, and Endgamer, you always reminded me of the albino guy from Me, Myself, and Irene.
And he does have a beard, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having a beard is important to being a person.
Yes, it is. I have one. Right now.
Good.
13, you've stopped shaving? You've forsaken the devil that is the razor?
For now.
I'm glad that you've decided to be a good person.
I feel like for now you mean for all time.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
You know who didn't shave? Joel in The Last of Us.
You're right, he didn't.
And he was a fucking asshole.
Maybe because he couldn't get a razor.
No, he could have.
themselves. He just decided not to.
Oh, he definitely could have. This is a man who found every single other fucking thing ever. Like, hey, I opened this drawer. Look, needles!
He just crafts.
Not in survivor mode. In survivor mode, he sucks at finding anything.
Well, yeah, but everyone sucks on survivor mode because it's realistic. But on easy, you open a drawer and, hey, look, some pills. Plus 10 to searching. Or something. Anyways, this was User of the Year podcast show, episode 4 of season 2, I think. Crasty is demanding to be part of it right now. It's kind of late for that.
Join UCA.
Thank you very much.
No, don't Bart. Join UCA.
Bart,
join
thank UCA. You for being dedicated enough to be here, unlike some people.
You mean like dead wigs?
Yeah, like dead wigs.
Yeah, how dare he die in that blimp crash?
How dare
for he our sins.
Crash. For our sins.
Orthodox wigs.
God. Everyone remember to plus 3 Orthodox wigs. Mm-hmm. On the cross. Only on Fridays, not on Sundays. Or the reverse of that, maybe. I don't know. Thank you, 13, for filling in for wigs.
Yes, at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's my pleasure.
It's like 5.
Do you have anything now? It's a weekend, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. We threw off your sleep schedule enough in April, so you can do it now, too. Remember, 13, only 14 months until WrestleMania 31, and we can, like, not be a podcast.
Yay, don't flake out on me this time.
No, trust me. I'm not flaking out on you this time. This time I have a savings account labeled WrestleMania 31.
Oh, okay. It will be a thing. Do it.
I don't give a fuck if no one else I know is going. They can all go suck a dick.
Hey, once this podcast is done, can we do We Came to Play again?
What's that, Bartz?
I said once this podcast is over, once this User of the Year is over, can we start doing We Came to Play again?
Sure.
If Rock doesn't want to do it, I'll do it.
I know Rock wants to do it.
Oh, so who's holding it up?
We just haven't done it.
Oh.
That's it. Guys, we need to end this quickly. I've only got 7 minutes to post the new topic, and I haven't started it yet.
Well, can't you do it while you talk?
Yeah, you're really...
Are you a moron? Multitasking is hard.
Yeah, see, Koryashi gets it. In Canada, there is no multitasking.
Exactly.
There is only solo tasking.
We do one thing at a time.
But very that well. Sucks. But very well. Like, this podcast was a shining example of shining examples.
It's so shining that you are blinded.
It's literally... Oh my god, I haven't thanked Koryashi yet for being on this episode of the podcast. Koryashi, thank you so much for being on this episode. You did not talk nearly enough. You should probably be louder and get in the face of everyone.
You're right. I need to be more abrasive and angry.
Yes.
Yes.
Perhaps you should kill more ice niggers.
Yes, I will consider doing that thing you said.
So on that topic...
Thank you for hosting.
Yes, thank you to me for all...
What about, you didn't say thanks to me, fuck you.
Bartz, I literally thanked you first.
I did not hear that.
You answered me! You're doing the same thing Wiggs did when we talked to him about the podcast, and he was like, you guys never talked to me about a Friday podcast. We're like, Wiggs, we literally had the conversation with you. And Wiggs was like... That. No,
I think you are imagining all this
Bartz,
shit.
Hey, Bartz. How about maybe stop being so fucking stupid?
You know, just for that, I'm not going to tally for you anymore.
Oh, I bet you are going to tally because you like doing it.
I don't like doing it. I hate doing that shit.
Bartz, I'm sorry. Bartz,
wow.
Please don't abandon me in my tallying. I hate
Where's your honor? You met.
What honor? What honor?
I thought you had some honor.
I had I like some honor.
What kind of undisputed champion of the galaxy are you? Jesus.
I'm undisputed champion of planet Earth, galaxy. I haven't defended against anyone from Mars yet.
Hey, what did you major in 12?
English.
13. Oh, that's useless. You can't do my homework for
English,
me.
English with journalism.
An English man who majored in English.
Yeah, and now I teach it.
I need someone to do this math homework for me because I don't want to do it.
That's Wiggs. Call Wiggs.
Give me the question.
No, don't give 13 the question. He's English. He doesn't know math.
My username is a number.
That's fine. That's true. That is true.
Find the general solution of the given differential equation and use it to determine how many solutions behave as t approaches infinity. Step the four. Equation is y prime plus 9 times y equals t plus e raised to the negative 5t.
That would be 6 prime to the power 7 minus 3.
That's not a real thing.
Okay, Bartz.
You, it is because I said it.
Bartz, hear me out. I want you to do everything.
A constant cannot
have... No. Everything you just said that was math, text it to the number 908-217-2877.
You just gave everyone someone's number.
I'm not a user that anyone cares about.
And it's okay because he died in a blimp crash.
Yes! 13 years.
Did you not release his number to everyone? You gotta delete that, man.
I can't. No, what do you mean? I don't have to delete that.
Religious zealots are going to, like, they're gonna come. They're gonna find this number.
I don't have Wiggs's number. You could just say,
call Wiggs.
Yeah, but it's funnier this way.
You can't give this number out on a podcast, man.
Yes, this is where you draw the line. This is a bad thing. This is too far.
People's personal information without the permission.
Wiggs gives his number to everybody.
I don't have Wiggs' number.
He said he's only given it to 8 people on the board.
Only 8 people. Oh, God.
Yeah, two people on the board have my number.
I died in a blimp crash as well.
With your number 12. Your number is useless to me.
I have 13's number, but it's very useless to me as well because England is a long ways away.
He texted me when I was on a plane.
That's true. I did text him while he was on a plane.
I said,
why aren't you here yet? And he was like, fuck you. I'm on a plane.
I arrived in Germany and I got a text saying, great wins. I was like,
since the podcast, here is 12's number. 13, whatever you want to call him. It's 44.
4444444444.
I know it begins with 4-4.
4.
Yes, it does.
Another
4.
Guys, stop distracting me. I'm trying to post this topic and it's not happening.
Oh, crap. I need to post Eruption.
I have to fight Pedro from accounting.
Yeah.
You can't win that match.
Can we make Pedro from accounting someone from outer space so then you could be the champion of the galaxy?
I don't know, it would have to be a title match.
And what if he loses?
Oh, God. I don't know Pedro from accounting. I don't want to lose to Pedro from
accounting. I bet you didn't account for that.
13, make it a title match. Do it.
No.
No, do it.
He knows Pedro's going to win.
As champion, I demand that I defend my title against Pedro from accounting.
I want Epop Mania to be good. I can't have Pedro.
Pedro from accounting will make Epop Mania good. Guys, Bart, since you're always ragging on me for spelling users' names wrong, have I spelt any wrong today?
What?
I haven't posted the topic yet. There's no way for you to know.
Then who cares?
Excellent. On that note, I'm ending the podcast now.